Reading from Surrender Unto Me, an overview of the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 13, Nature, the Enjoyer, and Consciousness. This is text 20, Krishna speaking. Material nature and the living entities should be understood to be beginningless. Their transformations and the modes of matter are produced of material nature. Comment. Krishna begins his explanation of how material nature, Prakriti, and the Purusha combine, referring to the soul in texts 20 through 22 and 24, and to the supersoul in text 23. Their union is described as anadi, beginningless. Speaking of this combination, Srila Prabhupada explains in his purport, actually, the living entity is originally the spiritual part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. But due to his rebellious nature, he is conditioned within material nature. It really does not matter how these living entities or superior entities of the Supreme Lord have come in contact with material nature. The Supreme Personality of Godhead knows, however, how and why this actually took place. Comment continues. Both the living entity and the Lord are changeless and eternal. Only the material nature undergoes vikara, transformation. Although the living entity remains unchanged, out of ignorance he identifies with the changes of his body. The relationship between the living entity and the changes caused by material nature is elaborated in the next verse. 21. Nature is said to be the cause of all material causes and effects, whereas the living entity is the cause of the various sufferings and enjoyments in this world. Comment. This text again addresses the topic of the doer. The living entity is the cause of all his sufferings and enjoyments because he has illicitly embraced Maya with the desire to predominate and enjoy independently of Krishna. He thus becomes entangled in material nature. Taking his karma into consideration, material nature then creates for him a field meant ultimately for suffering. This all takes place under the sanction of the actual Purusha, the Supersoul. Therefore, although nature is the cause of the entire material manifestation, the living entity causes his own happiness and distress. Krishna explains this point further in the next verse, 22. The living entity in material nature thus follows the ways of life, enjoying the three modes of nature. This is due to his association with that material nature. Thus he meets with good and evil amongst various species. Comment. Purusha Prakriti Sto Hi Bhunte Prakriti Jan Gunan Karanam Guna Sangasya Sarasad Dhyoni Janmasu. Krishna is actually the only Purusha, or predominating enjoyer. The Jiva, in contrast, as described in Bhagavad Gita 7.5, is his subordinate energy. Because of illusion, however, he is placed within the material energy, Purusha Prakriti Stohi, to imagine himself as a Purusha. Thus incarcerated and suffering within matter, the jiva focuses his attempt, mungte prakriti jan gunan, on the impossible, enjoying by exploiting creations of the gunas, the modes of material nature. By his association with material nature, while in an enjoying spirit, karanam guna sangasya, a jiva traps himself in the cycle of repeated birth and death, sadasad, yoni, janmasu. Practically, by his attempt, the living entity, quote, becomes matter, quote, end quote, becomes matter, and experiences change, birth, death, old age, and disease, though he is changeless. Text 23 describes the actual Purusha. Yet, in this body, there is another, a transcendental enjoyer, who is the Lord, the Supreme Proprietor, and exists, who exists as the overseer and permitter, and who is known as the Supersoul. This verse describes the relationship between the Paramatma and the Jivatma. In the language of this chapter, both are Chattagya. Here, the Supersoul is called Purushapara, the transcendental enjoyer. He is the overseer and permitter, and by his sanction, the living entity may attempt to fulfill his desires to act as a Purusha. Srila Prabhupada explains, the fact is that every individual living entity is eternally part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, and both of them are very intimately related as friends. But the living entity has the tendency to reject the sanction of the Supreme Lord and act independently in an attempt to dominate nature. And because he has this tendency, he is called the marginal energy of the Supreme Lord. The living entity can be situated either in the material energy or in the spiritual energy. As long as he is conditioned by the material energy, the Supreme Lord, as his friend, the Supersoul, stays with him just to get him to return to the spiritual energy. The Lord is always eager to take him back to the spiritual energy. But due to his minute independence, the individual entity is continually rejecting the association of spiritual light. This misuse of independence is the cause of his material strife in the conditioned nature. The Lord, therefore, is always giving instruction from within and from without. From without, he gives instructions as stated in Bhagavad Gita, and from within, he tries to convince the living entity that his activities in the material field are not conducive to real happiness. Quote, just give it up and turn your faith towards me, then you will be happy, end quote, he says. Thus the intelligent person who places his faith in the Paramatma or the Supreme Personality of Godhead begins to advance towards a blissful eternal life of knowledge. That's the end of the quotation from Srila Prabhupada's purport. Krishna confirms the results of truly understanding the relationship between the soul and the Supersoul in the following text. 24. One who understands this philosophy concerning material nature, the living entity, and the interaction of the modes of nature is sure to attain liberation. He will not take birth here again, regardless of his present position. Comment. Text 24 through 26 describe the result of understanding this knowledge. Srila Prabhupada explains in his purport, quote, clear understanding of material nature, the Supersoul, the individual soul, and their interrelation makes one eligible to become liberated and return to the spiritual atmosphere without being forced to return to this material nature, end quote. Are there other methods to gain liberation other than those just described? We shall continue hearing Krishna's answer to that question very soon, Krishna willing. Hare Krishna.